This episode of the Autism Dad Podcast is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is a biofeedback-based video game platform out of Harvard Medical and Boston Children's that utilizes video games to help kids learn to emotionally self-regulate. My son Emmett has been using it for years. Emmett, could you take a minute and just kind of tell us how you use Mightier?
Well, there's this heart rate monitor that you wear on your arm and you connect it to the tablet that comes with it or just your phone. And you play all these cool games. When you get too stressed or angry, the games get harder and harder. And so you have to calm yourself down, and the game gives you ways of doing that. Once you do that, you can just continue playing the game as normal.
So over time, it sort of helps you to recognize how you're feeling?
It's sort of like building up muscle memory. Like you repeat something over and over, and so you don't have to like think about doing it anymore. Sort of like driving.
Thanks, Emmett. If you're interested in learning more about Mightier, you can do so by visiting Mightier.com. That's M-I-G-H-T-I-E-R.com and use the discount code TheAutismDad22 to save 10%. Hey, what's up, folks? My name is Rob Gorski. Welcome to the Autism Dad Podcast, where we talk about all things related to autism and parenting and ADHD and being a mom and being a dad and self-care and mental health and all those things that are important and relevant in your life that maybe we don't talk about enough for whatever reason. We do that here on this show, so thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Okay, so in this bonus episode, this is a quick take. I recently had a conversation with my friend Rose. She's an autistic adult, and she was here to help me answer the listener question, how do I talk to my child about autism? And we had a whole conversation about it, but I wanted to shorten it up a little bit so that we got to just the question. So if you're interested in listening to the entire conversation, which I think was really good, you can check out the link below and listen to that. Otherwise, this will more directly answer the question that was asked, and I hope you guys enjoy. Rose, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show. Could you take a moment, tell us a little bit about who you are, and we'll jump into the question.
How long have we got?
Right? I know.
So I'm Rose. I'm 29. Also known as A Tint of Rose on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have diagnosed ADHD and autism, amongst other things, like CPTSD and then a bunch of physical illnesses. And I have somehow fallen very, very happily into being extremely open about my life with said basket of labels. And I, at the moment, I'm working kind of part-time, not even part-time, for a company based in the US, whilst I live in Europe. And a lot of that is tailored to the fact that I have autism and that I want to make sure that anyone who deals with autistic people is doing so correctly. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So how do we do this? Like how do parents have this conversation with their kids, and how can we do this in a way that is positive and empowering and leaves our kids feeling good about themselves? I don't know if that makes sense.
It's really funny actually, because like the first thing that came to my mind was, so I was diagnosed in my 20s, and so I didn't have, and I hate to say it this way, but I didn't have the luxury of having any idea why I was different growing up. So my parents are both autistic and I have autism, and like they were diagnosed at around the same time as me. So they were like, you know, 50, a little bit over 50. I'm pretty sure it would have fallen on my mom, and she probably would have had to make me understand without being patronizing, because I think we often patronize children thinking they're not as smart as they are. I think it would have been a case of making me feel like there's nothing wrong with the fact that I seem different to the kids, but that I am different, and then embracing that as a good thing. I think it's really important not to be like dismissive, because I think a lot of parents will want to comfort their child. Like you want to comfort them by saying, no, you're not weird. You're not different. You're just like the other kids. That feels like a comfort, but actually as they progress forward, it will be a negative. It's actually better to just be like, yeah, you are different, and it's what makes you so amazing. And yeah, you probably do feel different to Sally, Tom, and Harry, but that's just because they're different and they have a different way of thinking. But actually, that's totally normal. You never know, there might be some people in your class like you. So I think it's more normalizing it without it being overly done. Because I'm under the opinion that like sometimes it's really nice to say that autism is a superpower, but I think to an adult, it's good to say that. But if I say to a 10-year-old, you having autism makes you a superhero, there's a lot of negatives that could come out of that, like the kid going to school and being like, my parents say I'm a superhero, so I'm better than you. And that's going to ostracize them more. Mm-hmm. It also puts a very young mind in a vulnerable position of thinking that they have something over the other children. It is such a delicate thing. Like, I really feel for parents that are going to have their kids be of such a tender age, because it's already difficult if they have any kind of like minority status, or if like their hair is different, or if they have to wear glasses, or they have freckles. It's already difficult sending your kid off to the scary world of school and then having that one thing that's a bit different, like a birthmark on their face, anything that like a kid, because kids are evil, kids could prey on. But it really is a sense of like giving the comfort of like not ignoring that they're different, but embracing it and being like, actually, as you know, if I said to a kid, I promise you by the time you're 14, you're going to notice loads of other people are different like you. It gives them a different way of thinking about it. Like, I'm not elite. I'm just not finding the people like me. I don't know. That I think that's just because that's how I would want it done for me. And also because I'm so, so aware of how vulnerable young minds are. And it's kind of like just giving your kid a shield, but not full armor, because they need to embrace that they're different as they grow.
Right.
But they also need to be aware that that's not a bad thing.
You know, I mean, I think we can be developmentally appropriate with our kids, you know, based on their age and what they're capable of understanding. But just be like, look, it's a human condition. It's kind of like, I'm left-handed, you're right-handed.
That's exactly how I see it. Yeah, yeah.
I really like your approach. And I Thank like you. The fact
And I'm not a parent, so.
Well, right. Yeah, you're not. You're, yeah, I know. You're not a parent. But for the parents who are going through this now, it's really helpful.
I think once that initial introduction has happened, I do think most parents have like a natural course of instinct anyway. Mm-hmm. So it would flow.
Yeah. And I think one thing that we should probably mention that we didn't is that you can, you know, reach out to autistic adults.
And, oh my God, yes.
And ask like, what can I do to help, you know, my child? Like, how can I approach this with them that would be best for them? Or how can I do this in a way that's non-threatening, or like whatever?
Parents need support. Like, they need like another parent they can ask, like, how did you do it? And how did you do it? They need community. They need support.
Yeah. And I just had a mom send me a message on Instagram asking me the same thing. Like, how can you approach this with her son? It is a very common question, much more common than I thought.
I'm glad people are asking.
Thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, before I close things out, I want to say thank you to Rose for staying up really, really, really late at the last minute to help answer this question. And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I just want to reiterate the fact that autistic adults are an invaluable resource. Guys, like, reach out to them and ask them your questions, because majority of the time, they're more than happy to share their insight and their experience. And we just have to listen, right? So I really hope that this helped. And, you know, keep your questions coming, because I really love trying to at least point you guys in the right direction anyways. As always, you can find me at listen.theautismdad.com. You can submit your questions for Friday episodes, or your feedback, or you can apply to be a guest, or you know, whatever you want to do. You can interact with everything right there on the website. And you can also follow me and subscribe on any one of your favorite podcast listening apps. Just hit that button. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And if you have any more questions, don't be afraid to reach out. All right. Take care. See you later. Bye.